So if anyone, those who recall, last time we discussed the topic of perma, which is not traditionally thought of and is not mentioned by any of the great Mefarshim until Havdil, until one of the great commentaries who, although he's not from Yid, but he certainly has ideas that I think help us to illuminate ideas in Torah, which is what?
What?
That is Martin Seligson, this goes. Okay, it's pretty good. Okay, and he wrote this book called Flourish, and his argument, as you guys recall, was that there are five elements to flourishing, right? To a full life that is not only besimcha, but is that is complete, that is whole, and that people really feel the best about. So as you said correctly, Rashi Tevel's Perma, the first one is a P, so that's what we're doing, so we're going in order. So what? Right, positive emotion. Positivity or positive emotion? Now. So now. What? Very good. And then relationships, and then we're going to get to all of them. Okay? Then meaning, and then achievement. Fine. So now, talk a little bit about the pas appropriate for Rosh Chodesh. There's an Indian of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh. Certainly is fitting. So what exactly is the joy, right, that we're talking about? So our core argument, our thesis, our working idea, is that Judaism gives us the tools. Judaism, of course, is an obligation. It's a chiyuv. Hashem told us we're avadim to Hashem, we're his servants. But at the same time, Judaism also is built to give us to tap into these very profound human emotions, and through coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives us the most flourishing life possible. So that was the working thesis of our, basically, of our Rosh Chodesh Chizuk, right? That's the sort of the great takeaway. So with the positive emotion. So now the truth is, though, that you could say you could have lots of positive emotions doing lots of things. You can get line up in a hallway, and you can hold balloons, and you can do mosh pits, and you can do all sorts of things, right? You call that simcha, you call it tahos, whatever you call it. Okay, fine. Right? Right? Okay, so there's joy, right? We certainly can find simcha, happiness, in all sorts of different areas. However, what I want to argue is two things. That number one, Judaism, halachic practice, our way of life is built to give us joy, it's built to give us simcha. That's not a problem, just the opposite. It is the one of the great gifts, of the many great gifts, that Yahadus, that Judaism, that Torah has to offer us, number one. And number two, more than that, I believe there's a unique way in which Judaism, Yahadus, allows us to tap into that greater sense of simcha. So that's essentially what I want to argue. And I want to start from a classic pasuk, a classic verse with regard to, ironically, okay, unusually, the tochacha, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the second tochacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kisavo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you lend the tochacha? Mm-hmm. What did they do for the Eliyah? Did they give it to you? They gave it to the rabbi? They gave it to who? Did they give it to a random?
Eli, did you get it? No.
I doubt that. They would have.
No, Sisolan got it. Sisolan from our family got it.
Someone from your family.
Probably my dad, actually, if anybody.
Oh, that's interesting.
He wanted to take it.
You want to take it?
No one else got it.
That's what we call taking one for the team. Taking one for the team. Because it's not traditionally, you often give the person who's leaning the tochacha because we don't want to give it to anyone else because it's very negative. There's a bad sign there, and it's all about curses and bad stuff. But if it's a bar mitzvah boy, we don't usually want to give the bar mitzvah boy all the curses on the, you know, it's leaning for his bar mitzvah. Okay, so now you will remember, Roy, so you'll be able to, exactly right. So here, Roy, you'll remember the end of the pasuk. What does it say? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to give you the beginning. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish you so harshly? Tachas.
Oh, tachas.
Asher.
It's in the back of my mind.
I don't remember the trap off in. I was going to say it's Tachas, but then what? It's Asher Slavata. It's up? It's a Pasha. What? Okay. Matach Pasha. Yeah? Tachas Asher Lo Avata. It's Hashem Elokecha. Because you did not serve or worship Hashem your God. Be Simcha. Uvituv Leva. Simcha uvetuv levav, right? With what? With joy, right? Gladness and tuv levav. Okay, good heart. So I wanna look at both of those, right? Good hearts. I wanna look at both of those. So number one, the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that essentially we were punished with Korban, right? We're going to be, or we will be, or as a promise of devastating punishment, right? For what? For what? Because we didn't worship Hashem through simcha. That's an unbelievable statement. It sounds very Hasidish. In fact, right? Countless Hasidic rebbes, right? The whole movement of Hasidus, which started with the Baal Shem Tov in, right, with his, right, roughly 1772, right? That whole movement was founded on reintroducing the theme of Simcha. But this is already in Chumash. This is really a remarkable kind of thing, right? What's going on? Ellie, only if there are not only notes, but there's a pictorial representation that, with which you capture
it. Kanahug. Do the Lorax copy.
Okay. Ooh, that's an interesting one. Okay, let's see if we can get that on. All right, very good. So now, the first I want to basically do for the next couple of minutes is to break these apart. So the first one is Simcha. That's just remarkable. And there are a lot of really important things to say about how Judaism is not inconsonant, it's not inconsistent with Simcha. Actually, it's meant to bring about the emotion of Simcha. And that the fact that it's in the Tochacha is an amazing testament. So basically, you and many of the Mefarshim say this on the spot. That what? That it's not that the Jews didn't do the mitzvos. We did them. But what was the problem that we did them? Without Simcha. That's unbelievable, right? That's an unbelievable comment, right? We did them without Simcha, and that alone was sufficient for us to be punished with horrible, horrible curses that are described in this parsha. Where do we see this idea of Simcha? The mitzvah that is associated with joy, the many mitzvahs that are associated with joy. What are they? So because I'm sure I'm just going to say, right? V'samachta b'chagecha, Simchas Yom Tov is a classic example. Right? Certainly, there's a debate whether Shabbos is supposed to be Oneg, associated with Oneg, which is the majority of you, which is just joy, but there's a minority opinion, such as Ibn Ezra seems to suggest in one of his Zmiros that he wrote. He says that, right? It's a Samcheni, right? In Lesanig B'Sa'anugin. And some say, right, that Zemer, for those who are familiar, that song that we sing on Shabbos, and he says, it's a Samcheni, should joy, and some say that according to this opinion, actually, there's an element of joy on Shabbos is an element of not just enjoyment, but joy. I mean, it's like much more complete than that. Some say you have to have a machlokas, so they have to have meat on Shabbos because of right and wine, they have grape juice, whatever, because of that element of Simcha. Yeah.
Yeah, whenever it's Friday night and we have something that isn't meat, my dad always goes up to his friend and says we're having a very non-Shabbos meal.
Oh, okay.
We're having spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti, right? Okay, it's not steak. It's not
chicken.
Okay, there. There you go. Whatever it might be. So there's a different opinions about Shabbos. That's a whole shir in its own right, or even Yom Tov. But okay, but there's such a view about Simcha and Yom Tov. Not only that, okay. Oh wow, you're so talented. Oh my gosh. Okay. What? That's why you said it. It wasn't just Tom. He's done in shir also. He's done in Tanakh. That's very impressive. Okay, I want to. Okay, Ellie's gonna be our art and Torah. He's gonna what? He's mamish gonna
draw lords in different stages.
Because who knows? Who both has the artistic talents and knows like the Torah, like you know, so like on deep level. It's not a common combination. Very, very good. My wife's grandfather, may he be well, Rabbi Norman Lamb, is the same way. That is my wife's grandfather, and Rabbi Lamb is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but he also is an incredible cartoonist, not widely known outside of his family, and he would draw these brilliant cartoons. Send them around to his family members, not what they know.
Clearly, somebody who knows about him.
He's like mamish unbelievable. He was the third president of Yeshiva University.
Wow.
Served for 27 years and has become.
My great grandfather, he's a really good artist. We have the picture on our wall.
Yes.
He drew an entire building view of the old city.
Oh, yeah?
Gorgeous. Yeah, you can see all the buildings.
If you have the picture, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, like a picture it's a sketch. Everything.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's amazing. Good. So time aside, I'm going to go back to it. It's very cool. If you can, I'd love to see a picture one time. Good. So where do you see this idea of Simcha? So certainly Simchas Yom Tov, maybe according to some, right? It's such that Miss Simcha. The Gemara at the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachos says, right, that you need both Ahava and Yira, love and fear combined, so you need both. That certainly appears in the Gemara. You have that. But one mitzvah that I love, that's particularly associated with the mitzvah of Simcha, is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, how do we know? Where does this come from? So the Gemara says that as a general rule, we say that mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu, which is the opposite of what we're saying. The mitzvos were not given for deriving benefit. But despite that, there's an opinion among the Achronim, among the classical commentators, such as the Bais Chadash, whose last name is one of my favorites in all of Judaism, all of halachic history, Rav Yoel, who knows his last name? Rav Yoel?
Probably very long.
Circus! No, okay, that would be cool. But Rav Yoel, Circus? Okay, this is actually his name. Okay, the Bach, Bais Chadash, the same Hagos, the Bach appears on the side of the Gemara, the same one whose commentary appears on the tour. Okay, you do a tour of the tour, and you see the Bach, and the Bach says, among other achronim, he says that mitzvos avlichanos nitnu, with the one exception of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah was given for joy. It's just the opposite. How do we know? Because it's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. In one parak of Tehillim, we say in Shabbos morning, it's part of Suki Dezimra, parak Yotes. I believe it's pasuk Tes, okay? Bikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. The words or the commands of Hashem are literally straight. Misam Chelev, they bring joy to the heart. They gladden the heart. That's why an avel, a mourner, is prohibited in learning Torah, right? Because Torah has unique elements of simcha. What? You might be, at some point, you might be Kudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev, Yud Tes Tes in Tehillim. Right, which is, believe it or not, the source for Pesukei Dezimra. If anyone's following Ellie's WhatsApps on Rosh Chodesh, we'll find out, right, over the course of time. If you haven't already. Right, wink, wink, okay, get on there. Well, I'm not giving Ellie a hint. He doesn't need it. He's creating them and sending them out. He's got a daily WhatsApp with over 70 subscribers, and get on, subscribers. Okay, over 70. It's growing, grow fast, growing. Baruch Hashem, and so on Rosh Chodesh is special. So the idea of Simcha is particularly wrapped up with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as Yisod and Yahadus, that much is clear. And there's an amazing story. You know, they used to say, I forget the Yiddish exactly, because my Yiddish is a bissel shvach, as they say, but there was a saying that it was very difficult to be a Jew, especially after the Holocaust and very difficult times. And today is actually the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht. So everyone should take a moment to look up something about Kristallnacht. The website that I run just published an article. Kristallnacht, we usually think, is the night of crystals, the night of breaking glass in 1938, but actually it was part of a series of pogroms that took place over 4 days. And someone who's writing this is right before World War II, 1938, in Nazi Germany. Kristallnacht, the night of crystal, because they took glass, they shattered all the glass in the Jewish shops and the shuls and so on and so forth. It was actually a series of pogroms. They just published an article for to see that really Kristallnacht was extended over 4 days, November 7th to 10th. So, why did I mention that? Oh, that it's the opposite of Simcha. I lost my chair. Wait, hold on one second. I'm just going to ask because time is tight. Anyhow, Lehrhaus. Lehrhaus. You can check that out today. Anyhow, so that unfortunately was a time that was the opposite of Simcha. But certainly, right, we want to think about the opportunities that we do have in terms of Simcha. So that's number one. Clearly, Yahadus, although there are... Oh, that's what I was saying. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Is that after the Haggadah, they all, in such events, they used to say it's Shvach to be a Jew. It's difficult to be a Jew, because there's a lot of anti-Semitism suffering. We know, unfortunately, that remains. Rav Moshe Feinstein in America, it was a great posting in the 20th century in America, said that we should no longer teach that. He says we shouldn't teach that it's difficult to be a Jew. We should teach that it's geshmak, that it's kabbalik, that it's besimcha to be a Jew. He says, of course there are those outside of us that want to attack us, and that want to make our lives difficult. But the actual experience of being a Jew and engaging in Riyadus is one of the most joyous opportunities. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that v'samachta b'chagecha, why? What's the source of simchas yomtov? Because it's lifnei Hashem, because you're literally in the presence of the Almighty. What greater joy, said the Rav, is there than right? It's geshmak to be a Yid, right? And thus is the makor for the song. It's actually where it comes from. Hello, hello. How are you? Everyone's dead. I know we're exhausted. We're talking about how geshmak it is to be a Yid, the positive emotion that comes in, and what that has to do with the Lorax, who quoted the term Yidu es Hashem b'simcha. And with the 2 minutes or 1 minute that we have remaining, I want to make one more point, which is that not only is it b'simcha, but it's also, maybe we can elaborate this at the next Rosh Chodesh Chizuk, when we have a larger audience, but it's not just b'simcha, but it's b'tuv levav. It's b'tuv levav. What does it mean to be b'tuv lev? Where is that? What does that mean? So I want to say that the words b'tuv levav, who would translate that? Maybe we'll leave this for next time, because this is worth the whole share in its own right. A whole chizuk. There's a lot of chizuk to be had about this. How do you define a good attitude? Okay. What does it mean, good heart? Maybe positive attitude. Shouldn't just do the mitzvahs in a stingy way. Right? The Gemara says that if you do kibud av v'im, we're in Kiddushin, right? If you honor... Did we learn Kiddushin last year for those who were here?
Yeah.
Oh! Learn Kiddushin. Okay, good. You're the only one. Ellie, did you guys... Did what? Oh, very good. Excellent. I just met people. Right? You learned Kiddushin last year. So do you guys do the Gemara about honoring our parents?
Yeah.
Okay, and doing it's in the Aseret HaDibro. It's in Ten Commandments now also. Oh, very good. What do you do? Very good. Excellent. So do you guys see the Gemara talks about what happens to someone who gives tzedakah or helps their parents but doesn't really want to? Stingily, as it were. right? Really, in your heart of hearts, you don't want to. The Gemara says something unbelievable. The Gemara says that's not really a full-fledged kibbutz aim, if it's kibbutz aim at all. If I give to my parents, if I treat my parents with honor, but deep down in my heart of hearts, this is the last thing that I want to do, right? And not just that I overcome that and say, nonetheless, I want to honor my parents, but I'm spiting my parents and my, right? And they're good parents, not because, God forbid, there's something wrong, but just because I'm unappreciative, because I'm ungrateful, the Gemara says that's not the same thing. So the Rav says that applies to tzedakah as well. So what I, right? It's very interesting, right? So it's not authentic, right? That is the bell, yeah, because it's a truncated, it's a shortened period. It's regular. Now it's period three. So next time I talk about Tuv Lev, I want to argue that Tuv Lev actually also means contentment. Tuv Lev means I am good in my heart, which means that I am true to my heart. My heart represents my inner essence, my inner soul. What that means is that Torah allows us to tap into our authentic selves in a very profound way. How do we know that? You have to wait and suspense an entire month, if not longer, because next Rosh Chodesh might be Shabbos. So do we have 2 months until Rosh Chodesh Chizuk? Oh my goodness, how are we going to know what it means to be that Torah allows to be authentic to ourselves of 2 full months of waiting on it? What? What are we going to do? What? We're going to have to go. We're going to have to have Rosh Chodesh Chizuk on Shabbat. We're going to have to schedule Shabbaton so we can get together for Shabbos at your cousin's house. And this time we get together and you'll come to Tina and join me. What? And grandparents, everyone across the street. Your aunt mentioned to me that she missed you. Very good. Everyone should have a besimcha, Rosh Chodesh of Simcha, and even Tov Leivav. True. To ourselves. Yashikah.